The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. How you doing, Michael?
Doug, I'm well. How about yourself?
Hey, doing good, man. It's we had some nice weather here this week, and we had some sunshine out there. You know, a couple of days, you know, where it was questionable, but I guess when I can get a couple of days of good sunshine now, you know, it's it feels like it lasted for a week.
Yeah, we'll take it, right?
Yeah, well, definitely we'll take it, and, you know, it's good to get outside and move around a little bit. And, you know, Mike, we're recording this show right now, and we're recording it, and it is going to be Mother's Day weekend. Yep. So we want to wish all the moms out there a very happy Mother's Day. My mom, Mike, your mom, our wives, and all the moms out there, we hope that this Mother's Day is as special as it can be for you, and you get to enjoy some time and, you know, appreciate all the hard work that all the moms do out there that often don't get recognized for it.
Absolutely.
You know, so, you know, here we are. It's hard to believe, though, Mike, that basically, for all intent and purposes, we're halfway through May. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm rushing it a little bit, but, you know.
No, it's, you know, we've technically hit the second Saturday, second Sunday of May. Right?
Yep.
I mean, you know, so, yeah. Time is marching by and, you know, here we are. I mean,
we're whipping through it. Things are lightening up a little bit. The weather's getting a little bit nicer. People are getting to go outside and move around a little bit. So, you know, all positive stuff. The markets are certainly have been on our side since March 23rd, for all intent and purposes. The markets have really been on our side.
Yeah, sure. Markets have, you know, snapped back since the March 23rd low. Feels like here lately, though, we've been in a little bit of a trading range, bouncing around, but nothing bad to go with there. Seems like pretty good. You know, earnings reports have been coming out for corporate America, dating back to the earnings for the March 31st period. And they are reflecting, or not reflecting, going forward, I should say, right, about what they see the vision will be for the second quarter and parts of the new year. And it's very, very interesting.
It is interesting, you know, and there's been a couple casualties. This week we got information out that Neiman Marcus filed for bankruptcy. Now, I don't think Neiman Marcus is going to go away. I think they're going to reorg, right?
I would think. I don't know.
Yeah. I can't imagine that name just disappearing off the face. But Lord & Taylor also, you know, got hit. And I know that, you know, a lot of people are talking about that. So, you know, the predominantly retail clothing type, you know, it's just been a tough go for them. And, you know, listen, you couldn't have been on great financial ground beforehand if this caused that.
Funny that you say that, because I was chatting with a client this week and, you know, just talking, and he brought up a couple of stores going out. And he goes, wow, you know, like, you know, they went out after two bad months. He's like, he goes, I guess that's like kind of saying that if I lost my job, my house, I couldn't make the mortgage payment the next 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he equated it.
Yeah, well, it's accurate.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. You know, that's why I'm mentioning it. And he goes, so, really doesn't sound like you had a lot of, you know, reserves ready to go in case something happened. I said, I guess not. I said, you know.
Well, Mike, it reminds me, and I'm going to use the saying a couple of times during the show this year, this week, to emphasize some points. It's like, Warren Buffett said once again, you never know who's swimming naked until the tide goes out.
I don't know if I should try to visualize that one. Wow. I got to tell you, that's one of your better ones. That's got me floored. And yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I never really thought of it that way. Okay.
It's true, though, right? Seriously, when you think about it and how you can equate that to, you know, the financial world is that, you know, you never know. And we've spoken about this to people all the time. Don't always fall for pseudo symbols of financial success or wealth, because you don't know, you know, what's behind the door there. And this is a circumstance where it's been proven to a lot of people out there that they may have been swimming naked now. And, you know, the tide's going out and you're like, uh-oh, now you're exposed. And, you know, we're going to talk about that some more during the show here and strategies that people need to use going forwards from here. There's nothing you can do about, you know, what's happened in the past, but what are you doing going forwards?
And, you know, that expression that you're using, not that I want that to be the new, you know, expression for our show, but at the end of the day, I guess in a lot of ways, that's what the show's kind of about, right? We're always talking about getting you, not making the quick buck, you know, or do this or do that. We always talk about concrete and you know, having concrete things that when something does go wrong or something does go awry, and not only on a national level, but in your particular home, right? You know, we talk about microeconomics all the time, and we want to make sure that that doesn't happen to you and that you're, that you can, you know, at least stand the test of time here if you could.
Yeah,
you know?
Or at least some sort of stress test, right?
Yeah.
You know, the banks are always now, since 2008, they're always put under the, what the government calls stress test. All right, what will happen to the bank under certain circumstances? They run a few what ifs, if you will. And I think that was from the movie Doc Hollywood, if I'm not mistaken.
Great point there, Doug. I mean, people probably have heard that with the banks stress test. Well, that's what really was all about, is that the government want to make sure that if something ever happened again, our banks have to try to be at least as rock solid as possible.
Right.
Right. Because that's such a huge part of our financial system. Mm-hmm. You know, the banks.
Right? It is our financial system.
Yeah. And, yeah, Doug, too, that's why, too. And I don't want to get off too deep into this, but even with insurance companies, right, they have requirements, 100%. You know, and how many times we sit down with people and we'll talk to them, whether, you know, about an insurance company, people say, oh, or how are they financially? And there is requirements on many of the, on insurance companies to, they're all trying to avoid the same thing.
You know what a lot of people don't know, Mike, is that the banking system, FDIC insurance, was actually modeled after the insurance industry. The insurance industry had a type of insurance, if you will,
right,
underlying the companies long before the government required the banks to have it. So, you know, it's very interesting. And when you go and look, insurance companies really can't go out of business. They go insolvent is what happens to them. In other words, they don't meet their reserve requirements, and then their pieces get sold off to other companies. It's not, if you had insurance with a company and they went insolvent, it's like, whoops, sorry, you don't have insurance anymore.
Right.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, anyway, getting back to, you know, corporations and you know, to make sure that their solvency. It's just, yeah, you know, it's interesting. But overall, though, Doug, you know, I'm going to call it a pretty good week. You know, like, you know, nothing drastic going on as far as, you know, markets or, you know, the economy, stuff like that. Seems like we're trying to move forward here.
You know what's kind of amazing, Mike, with this whole situation that we're in right now, and I know that we agreed we're not spending a lot of time on this situation today, but it hasn't been that long of a period of time yet.
No.
Feels like it's been a lot longer than the reality is, but it's not even been 2 months.
And truth be told, many of the states are opening back up to certain degrees and stuff, so we're just kind of lifting off into that phase of, okay, we're getting back open. Now, I know for people listening to our show, New York, New Jersey, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
I get that. So, and we're in the toughest spot of this whole thing. But many other states have opened up, and people know that. I mean, they're watching the news and they're hearing, oh, opening up. So, in essence, when you hear socially opening up, it also means economically opening back up for many of these companies we're talking about.
Yeah, and that's what's, you know, that's what's going to get it back rocking and rolling again at the end of the day. But the markets, Mike, the markets are expecting, the markets are telling us, if we're reading the market tea leaves right now, that they're telling us that the second half to the end of this year, things are going to be, you know, much better than they than they obviously than they are right now. And that's why the equity prices in the markets are the markets are doing well. Yeah. They really, really are. All things, you know, considered, they could have, it could have potentially been much worse than it is right now.
I think it's going to be extremely interesting, this whole thing. I mean, here we are, May, we're opening back up, you know, things in the country. My personal opinion, how I see it, is you'll probably see that till September, the transitioning of, you know, getting back up and opening or getting a little more looser. And then it's going to be interesting to see what goes on the fall into next year as far as, you know, how we recovered. So I think it's going to be a dynamic period. And I don't say that in any bad sense, you know, mm-hmm. what I'm saying or whatever. I think it's just going to be very, very interesting. And I think I guess what I'm saying is we just began now and it's going to keep developing through the fall.
Yeah. And, you know, Mike, we own a house on Long Beach Island, and we got information from them yesterday that the beaches are open to the public in Long Beach Township. And, you know, and many of the beaches in New Jersey are going to be open to the public. That's also a great, great thing and a great, great sign. I mean, they want you to social distance, which when you think about it, it's not really that hard. I can't ever really remember, aside from sitting with my family on the beach, being closer than 6 feet to a stranger on the beach.
Especially, I mean, social distancing is fine. I mean, especially when you just told me about the guy with the tide going out in the no bathing suit. That's social distancing is fine for me. I mean, that works, you know.
And you know, you know, folks, just so you know, right, Mike and I, we sit here. We enjoy doing this show. We really, really do. And we hope that you enjoy the show and our approach to it. But he said that right when I took a mouthful of coffee. And, man, that almost came right out of my nose there. But it's true.
But that's a good thing. And that's, and like you said, and so what? You know, so you go to the beach, you can't sit on my blanket. I don't want you on my blanket anyway.
Right.
You know, that's,
I never,
you know,
have. You know, in fact, I'd probably give you a little cross look if you get too close.
So, I mean, that's fine. That's good. And it's good to hear, socially, even for people morale-wise, that they're out and enjoying beautiful days, and it's good for the economy. So, good.
Yeah, there was one, one bit of bummer information. I consider it a bit of bummer information. Is they said though, short term rentals down there can't start until June 1st, so that wipes out Memorial Day. You know, people who had plans to go down and had rentals for Memorial
weekend.
Days,
yeah.
You know, that kind of wipes that out because Memorial Day's early this year.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, it is.
So, and really, it's 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
Right. When you think about
Mother's Day, Memorial Day, and then, you know,
no, you left Michelle's birthday out of it.
Yeah, Michelle's birthday. Yeah,
right.
and national holiday, and then we start June.
Yeah, you know, and it's, you know what else I'm interested to see, Mike, really, is that I'm interested to see if the governor does anything about lightening up the school days here. I mean, we are getting closer to the end of school, and you know, is he going to say, okay, it's only got to be 170 days this year, and chop 2 weeks off the end?
Yeah.
You know, personally, I'd like to see that happen. I think that, you know,
excuse me, Doug, I don't mean to cut you off. That's going to, and you and I have talked off the air many times, but that's going to be interesting. The reopening of the schools, really going to be a conversation piece, I think, when the time comes.
Yeah, it is.
How's it done? How's it handled? Because we all know it's not going to be, okay, just drop them off and here we go.
Right.
There's going to be some things and how that develops.
The good thing is that there's still a lot of time between now and then. You don't realize it. It feels like a little bit of time, but there's really a lot of time between now and then.
Recovery time also.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So not just time, but just hopefully things are getting progressively better and we get it won't be as what we think of it now because things will be a lot better.
Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah. You know, I completely obviously agree with you on that. So Mike, you know what I want to continue on our path here of helping people this week during the show. And during the show this week, I want to address with them and explain to them the Wealth Management Group organizational system. All right, if that's okay with you. And then in the second part, I want to talk to them about the importance of making sure that they're investing their money in a fashion with a strategy. And what we're going to recommend to you and maybe describe to you is doing your own money like the institutions do, like the endowments and the charities do. So that's what we have, you know, in store for the show here this week. And I think it's going to be, you know, a great show. And if you don't have anything to add now, we can hop to the break from this segment And then when we come back, I want to start off with the Wealth Management Group Financial Organization System, all right?
Sounds good to me.
All right, folks, we will be right back. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
All right, folks, welcome back. And Mike, we at Wealth Management Group several years ago, we took the time to put together what we call the Wealth Management Group Financial Organization System. And it's helped countless clients and radio show listeners over the years. And when, you know, earlier in the show, as you know, I had a great line. It wasn't mine. It belonged to Warren Buffett. But, and it was, you never know who's swimming naked until the tide goes out. So I started thinking about that when I heard him say it during the week. And I said, you know, let's let that kind of be like our mantra or backbone to the show this weekend and work with people about two things that we think are really critically important to the baseline or to at least give you a speedo, if you will, for if you're going out and swimming in there to make sure that you're not out there, you know, swimming naked. And when a tide goes out, you're caught, you know, you're caught in a bad spot. And let me just finish this thought. And as crazy as this may sound to a lot of people, we believe financial organization is one of the backbones.
Well, you know, Doug, I was just getting ready to say, too, you and I have talked about, you know, brick by brick, the financial house, building a good foundation, building up off that foundation. And I know other times when we talked about financial organization, we called this the foundation.
Yeah.
You know, so this is the foundation, right? This is where it all starts. The organization of it all, right? Because if you don't really have that, what do you really have, right? Everything else becomes a chase. I don't know. I don't know what I have. I don't know if I'm insured. I don't know this and I don't know that. But we know if you're financially organized, we just poured a pretty good foundation to start building your financial house for you.
Mike, you know, I want to use the example to, and this will probably apply to a lot of guys out there and some women as well, is how many times have you said you were going to do a job around the house and you went to the Home Depot or hardware store or whatever to pick something up and you weren't certain if you had, I don't know, one of the things that you need, a special kind of tape or something, electrical tape or something of that nature at home. So you just bought it. And then when you went home, you saw that you have a full roll of it. And because you maybe weren't as organized with your materials at home, you didn't know you had it, so you went out and you wasted money and you bought another roll of electrical tape. Well, the same kind of philosophy can hold true in your financial life. If you're not organized, you can be very duplicative in some areas, but you can also not have some things? Because in that same scenario I gave you is that if you went to the store and you said to yourself, I believe I have that at home. So you didn't buy it and then you went home and you didn't have it. Well, now that you're in a bind, right?
Yeah.
So if you're organized related to that, it would have been easier. Right. And I'm telling you, I'm promising you that our experience has shown us that people who get themselves financially organized start off from a better spot. And it doesn't matter even if you're, you know, you're 60 years old right now, getting yourself financially organized and using the Wealth Management Group financial organization system can help you to do that.
Yeah, and Doug, and when we go into it now, we're going to explain it all, right, the financial organization. I do have to say, and I proudly say this, and I know you're going to agree with me, I have had numerous clients tell me that they have adopted this.
Right.
And at a time, we were organized and everything was right there. Or even sometimes when people come in to see us, they come in with their little organization all set up and
yep.
say, look, you know, did what you guys said, have it all adapted and set up the folders. And not too long ago, matter of fact, I was talking to a caller, a loyal listener now, a client,
mm-hmm.
and she had told me that she had adapted that for her mom. You
okay.
know, setting up with different color files, what we're about to get into. So we feel it's that important. We love to hear when people adapt it, and we feel it's the foundation has been poured once you are organized.
So the reason that we went ahead and we adapted this system or created this system for you is because we've seen over the years that people weren't financially organized, but it felt like it was a very overwhelming task for them to get financially organized, right, Mike?
Yeah, and also, Doug, we also believe that when people aren't organized, it created an undue stress
mm-hmm.
that, yeah, maybe you can overcome it, and yes, you can go track down something and go do whatever you need to find out what you have or don't have, but really, it's just such a waste of time and undue stress, right?
Sure, and so, you know, we started talking to people originally about just filing your stuff, creating files and filing your stuff. And that wasn't really getting anywhere either for a lot of people that didn't get them motivated or didn't get them to do it. And one of the problems with it is, and you'll know this too, Mike, and it's like an issue that we have in our office, is client files are all pretty much the same. They look the same. So sometimes when we're looking for something, it would be a lot easier if it were humanly possible, which it's not, to have client files and everybody have a different color, right? Because mm-hmm. just go look for the red file, Mike,
mm-hmm.
and you find the red file. So what we found is that in our research, if we provided you with a system of different colored files for different areas of your financial life, not only did more people actually implement it, but they'll tell us frequently how much easier it makes everything for them. So then, in other words, when the statement comes in, Mike, your 401k statement comes in, and you're going to file it. Well, you know that in the Wealth Management Group filing system, green relates to money. So you immediately go to a green file, look for the one that says 401k, and file it. You don't have to dig through every single file and look for the one that says 401k. You immediately just go to the greens and take it from there.
Yeah, and just to stay on this, when now you get that statement, you go file it and you toss away the old one. And,
mm-hmm.
and I can't tell you, Doug, again, speaking of clients, how many times clients have asked that have not adopted this, can I come and see you? I got a bunch of statements, a bunch of things in the mail.
Right.
I don't know what I should keep, what I shouldn't keep. We always say, yeah, come on in. We'll sit down. We'll go through it. And you know, it'll be, say, the June 30th quarter, and they're pulling out statements from June 30th the year before. Do I need this? Do
right.
I still need that? And there's been 3-4 other statements already generated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a real easy way of, what do I keep? What do I throw out? What do I have in my file in case I need it? Because, Doug, you know the way I know, 99% of the time when people need statements, they want the most recent statement,
right,
not the one from 2 years ago.
Yep. And the thing is, folks, is that we're offering out to you It's on us, right? On our dime, free, no cost, no obligation to you. We'll send you out a kit, the Wealth Management Group financial organization kit, to get you, you know, going in the right direction. Because if you wanted to follow our system, and you just said over the air, okay, we're going to go through the system, and I'm going to go out and get the stuff and do it myself, which is fine, but it's not that easy because you don't need an entire box of red folders. You don't need an entire box of yellow folders. You don't need an entire box of blue folders. You don't need an entire box of green folders. You just don't. Odds are. And if you do, you have an extremely complicated financial life, right? So what we want to do is we'll send you out a kit to get you, you know, jump started on this without having to go out and do that. So you got to just pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And tell us that you'd like a financial organization kit sent out to you, and we'll be happy to do it. So, Mike, let's walk through the kit, you know, real quickly here. And why don't we start, Mike, with the red folders? What are some of the things that would go into the red folders, and why are they red?
Well, red is usually, we use that for emergency.
Right.
Right. So some of the things that would be in there would possibly be information such as prescriptions.
Yeah.
Right. You know, because folks, one of the first things, if there was an emergency and you got rushed to the hospital, one of the questions they always ask is what prescription you're on and what dosage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most people just don't know the names of the prescriptions, the you know, how many milligrams they're taking, et cetera, so on. So you want to set up a folder that has an up-to-date list of all your prescriptions.
Especially, Mike, in today's day and age where generic prescriptions are, you know, extremely, extremely common, and they really don't have a trade name to them. You know, it's not like, you know, I remember at one point in time my blood pressure medicine, I was taking the brand name Benicar, and then they switched me over. They said, try the generic, and let's see if it, you know, if it works for you. And it did, but I can't tell you today what the name of that is because it's a very long,
crazy name to pronounce.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what, you know, the circumstance that many, many people are in right now. So when you have that red folder and you say an emergency happens, isn't it a heck of a lot easier to go grab the red folder and take off than it is to...
Yep. And then hand with that, right? We're talking about prescriptions. Everybody's like, oh, why are they talking about prescriptions on a financial talk show, right?
Right.
But also would be in there would be living will. Mm-hmm. You know, your medical directive.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would work hand in hand with the prescriptions if you had to go to the hospital, right? I mean, they're going to ask you, you have a living will, medical directive. And also power of attorney would also be sitting in that file.
Absolutely.
Okay, so for folks out there saying, yes, you know, to who has my, you know, POA, you know, right? That would be in there. And again, that would be, and a power of attorney is not always for emergency, right? There's times.
It's not, but it's most common that, well, it's not most common, but it's very common that in an emergency situation, it's needed.
Yes. So those are just three of the things that would be in the red folder. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You have anything else that you want to add to that file, or we're going to move on?
Oh, no, I would like to have you have a copy of your medical insurance card in there with the information about your, you know, your, and just a copy of the card does the job front and back.
Yeah.
Copy the card front and back. Medicare, if you're on Medicare, copy the card front and back.
Yeah.
Right. You know, just that kind of stuff. Anything that's that if heaven forbid an emergency happened to you, that somebody else could quickly grab the information, whether it be a husband or wife, a spouse, you know, a roommate, a child, you know, whatever, they could readily access it.
Yeah.
So let's move along then. In the what also comes in the Wealth Management Group organization system is green files. And they're the kind of the fun files, if you will. Those are related to money. So we send you anything, you know, we'll send you out some files and, you know, we'll have you divide them up, bank accounts, 401ks, 529s, whatever money related accounts you have, set up a file for it. So that at any time when a statement comes in, like we said earlier, go grab the green file for the 401k, swap the old, compare the two statements, get rid of the old one, put the new one in, and you're organized.
Yeah. And again, green standing for money. So, you know, bank accounts, that would be your checking account, savings, CDs, et cetera, so on. Maybe brokerage, right?
Yeah.
Brokerage accounts, investments, et cetera. 401k, IRA, what have you. You get the drift, folks. So all your financial goes to the green. Okay?
Right.
And that'll keep you organized. What do I have? important for financial reasons, mm-hmm. but also very important too, again, if something happened to somebody, the bank accounts, where's the bank account? Where's the checking account? Especially, Doug, you see a lot of that when it's the children getting involved with the parents.
Yeah.
So they have their hands around of, oh, okay, yeah, the checking account, make-believe, is with Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
You know, type of thing.
They need to be able to know where to go to, you know, to have to deal with any, you know, such circumstance. What we do then, Mike, is we move along to the next files, all right? And the, you know, we have the yellow files. Now, the yellow files, I like to, you can use them for whatever you want to use them. But what I like to tell people for the yellow files is insurance-related stuff. Your life insurance, your long-term care insurance, your disability insurance, your homeowner's insurance, your auto insurance, whatever, you know, type of insurance you have, I like to keep that those things in the yellow files.
Yeah, and again, great way of you know, organizing, breaking everything out. And so many times, right, a lot of this stuff, right, auto, homeowners, you're going to have,
mm-hmm.
right? When it comes to life insurance, long-term care, that's where you get a lot of the fuzzy answers of, I think we have this.
Right.
Or I think mom or dad had that. They told me one time, I think there was a policy with so-and-so or a policy with this company. So great way to have it organized in case of, A, just to be, again, so much strength to your financial house, right, Doug? You know where the long-term care is. You know where the life insurance is. You know what the values are. You have your arms around it. Important to know, but in times of emergency, also very important. And Doug, also, when a child's acting for the parent, sometimes parents take ill, and it's like, well, I think the auto insurance is coming up, or the homeowner's insurance. Do I need to pay it? When is it due? When does it come due? It takes all that guesswork out.
It does, and it really it's a stress reducer in circumstances like that. And the other thing, Mike, is that I want to remind you. Excuse me, if you're still working, you should print out a copy of your employee benefits that fall into each one of those categories, because many people have disability insurance through work. Many people have life insurance through work and other types of, you know, accidental death, those types of, print those things out and put them, that information, in the files so that, you know, if somebody needs to obtain it, they know where to go and get it.
Hey, Doug, how many times, and people can relate to this, when it comes to life insurance, they have it with the job.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's, oh, it's make-believe, 3 times salary.
Mm-hmm.
But when I retire, it gets reduced to this amount. Well, people retire, and now here we go. It's 10, 15 years later, and they still have some sort of insurance with the old employer, okay? But who's going to remember?
Yeah.
If you're somebody that, if you passed away and somebody has to make claims on you, who's going to think of, oh, the old employer from 15 years ago, oh, yeah, they offer X amount of dollars in death benefit.
Right.
I mean, so that stuff's really super important for those that have to step in and start picking up pieces.
Yeah, 100%. And then, Mike, that takes us to the blue files. And in the blue files, I like for you to have your proof of ownership, was lack of a better word for me to call it. I would like for you to have your deeds in there, your title for your car, your deed for your home, any other properties that you may own. You know, anything that you have ownership of and that proves that you have ownership, I like to put those into the blue files just to make it nice and easy. There's no real correlation between ownership and blue, but that's what we use the blue files for.
Sure, absolutely. And again, you know, really important because probably a document you never really touch or handle. So let's put it in a real secure place and know where it's at for when we do have to deal with it.
Right. And then, you know, cemetery deeds, cemetery plots, you know, they should go in there as well.
People prepay funerals.
That should go in the red.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. I think.
Yeah.
You know, so but you can use it however you want. We want to give you the backbone to it, and it's free to you. There's no cost. There's no obligation. We'd love to send it out to you. And pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Let us send you out the Wealth Management Group organization system. We'll, you know, we get it out to you. You get yourself going. And, you know, I'm very confident that you'll feel a heck of a lot better if you get this very important staple to your financial life taken care of.
And, you know, Doug, I know there's people listening now that already have implemented it and they know how much better they feel. I know there's people listening right now that parents want to be able, or even spouses want to be able to leave a roadmap for the other spouse that's not involved, or the children if they have to step in. And I know there's children that went through this with their parents and saying, huh, if we only had this back when something happened to mom and dad, life would have been a lot easier.
Right.
So I know those emotions are out there right now.
Yeah. So we think, you know, it's our belief that financial organization is one of the absolute bedrocks to long-term financial success and happiness. Right?
You know, Doug, also you and I today shows about that, and you and I stress this and we believe in it, and you and I, for everybody listening, do not make a dime off if you're financially organized, okay? That's how much, you know, we believe in it. So we're not guys that are saying, yeah, well, they sell files. That's why they do this.
Mike, isn't it the reality that we lose money on every one of these ones that we send out?
Correct.
Well, we paid for them, and we pay for the, we pay for the postage. Right. You know, so it's you know, it's just something that we want to, you know, do for you, our friends and our listeners of the show, because we really do believe that it's that important.
Absolutely.
All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what is available to you. Well, we have some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the use of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting facilities throughout the area, and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So pick up the phone and call 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and hope you enjoyed that last segment and that you do take advantage of the opportunity for us to send you out our financial organization system. We absolutely want to, you know, get that out to you and get you going in the, you know, in the right direction and helping you out in that area. And then, Mike, the other thing that we think is really important to strong foundations is more important than specific investments or, you know, financial instruments is the strategy or the idea behind what you're looking to accomplish with that, and the, you know, and managing your money like the institutions or the endowments, you know, manage their money. One of the things that we've taken a lot of time over the course of our career is to look at how, you know, those organizations manage their monies and how we could best boil it down and bring it to Main Street for the average person to try to implement strategies and techniques that the, you know, institutions do, that the pension funds do, the endowments, the charities, and, you know, the places of that nature.
Yeah, you're right, Doug. And you know, when we talk about, you know, invest like an institution, what we really are trying to do is get a foundation into your investment profile, right?
I mean, yeah.
So, all right, you're going to invest, you have investments. Well, let's do it the proper way. Let's not do it haphazard. Let's do it like the big money institutions, the, you know, the endowments at the major universities and the mm-hmm. pension plans, and how they have a almost investment policy or bylaws, for lack of better words,
yep.
right? And say that they have to follow, and they just can't say, all right, let it all ride on this one thing. That's not how you go about it. That's not prudent investment. And saying, get some sort of policy in place for your investments, okay?
That's exactly right, Mike. And the investment policy, or for those organizations, we'll call it an investment policy. They're big organizations. They have to have policies and procedures in places, you know, stuff like that. But that may sound overwhelming to our friends that are listening to the show, right? Investment policy. What do they mean by investment policy? And what we really mean to you is to have a strategy and a rhyme and a reason in place. Now, like I said to you earlier, we've taken a lot of time over the years to see how we could best utilize strategies and techniques that the institutions and the endowments are using for clients on the Main Street level, if you will, Mike. And too many people out there, you know, too many of our friends listening to this show here right now, they don't have the strategy in place. What they do is they go out and they randomly buy financial instruments or investment vehicles based off somebody's individual recommendation, or somebody that they, or something that they read, or a friend told them to do this, or somebody sold them a product without sitting down and saying, well, let's make sure what we have is right. And the only way that we can really do that is set up an underlying strategy.
Yeah. And you know, Doug, when it comes to your investments and a strategy, it's everything from cash, money starting at the banks, right? And, you know, how many times I've heard things. Here's what I hear when it comes to cash when I sit with people. It's not paying anything at the bank.
Right.
Well, my answer is you need money in the bank. You need cash. Okay, it's, you know, even if it's, and I joke around, even if it's safer than the mattress because it can't be stolen and it can't burn.
Right.
You need money at the bank. Then the next question I get hit with is, well, I have, and I'll just give an example, $100,000 in the bank. Is that enough?
Well, I don't know.
You know, what makes you sleep at night? What makes you sleep? But B, also, what would you need as reserves in case something happened? If you needed a roof, you needed whatever. I mean, what do you, you know, if you need, it's up to the individual person. It's not for me to say you should have X in the bank. And then it also, you know, has to flow into your other parts of your investments, right? You know, are you generating income? How much income is it generating? So it's an open question. It's not like saying, oh, there's a textbook that says you should have $25,000 in the bank.
Right.
Doesn't work that way.
You know, Mike, one of the big mistakes that we've seen over the years is that for people that don't have a defined strategy in place, or, you know, a real methodology in place, is we see extremes. And what I mean by extremes is that we see people who are either overly aggressive with their money, or way, way too conservative with their money. It's very rare that we meet somebody who doesn't have, you know, an explainable strategy in place that has a balanced approach towards their investing. Now, listen, none of this that we're saying right now can ever reduce fluctuation in values and can never guarantee you that you're going to, you know, have positive performance. None of that stuff. And you're all smart enough to know that, right? There's no guarantees. There's no guarantees if you leave all your money in the bank either. So, you know, you have FDIC insurance, but if you exceed that amount, you're exposed right there. You could be, you know, there's no guarantee you're going to get interest paid on your money. We all know that, right? So you have to, what we want to do is we don't want you to be, you know, reckless, and we don't want you to be, you know, too conservative. We want you to stay on the sidewalk of the financial life and make sure that the strategies that you have in place are appropriate for you.
Right. And, you know, Doug, and it should have a rhyme and a reason, right? Every your investment profile, whether it's money in the bank or money invested or money, you know, that's going to generate you income, what you should be able to identify each part and say, what is the purpose? What is the rhyme and reason? What do I own and why do I own that? What to expect from it, right? All the prudent steps to financial investing, planning, whatever you want to call it, and have it covered. It's no different, Doug. We use, you know, the sports analogies all the time on the show. It's like saying tomorrow we're going to have a baseball team. Well, what is the purpose of Doug? Well, Doug's a home run hitter. He's going to hit you 30 home runs plus a year. So, yeah, he's going to bring that to the mix. What's the purpose of Mike? Well, Mike's going to be a gold glove center fielder. He's going to, you know, not make a lot of errors and really solidify defense. You have to have a rhyme and reason as you put together a team. The same thing with your investments.
Mm-hmm.
What is the rhyme and the reason? What is the purpose of the money in the bank? How much should the money be? What can I expect from it? What's in this account? And that's how you should be doing it.
And you know, Mike, it's funny that you bring up sports. And we can use sports as an analogy right now, because there's a lot of people out there right now who may be thinking to themselves, well, I can only do this kind of, you know, strategies if I have, you know, $10 million, $5 million, you know, $2 million. You know, but if I have $500,000, I can't. And what I say in the sports arena is there's a lot of very low payroll successful teams out there that follow methodologies. And, you know, we can, you can look at the Tampa Bay Rays as an absolute perfect example of that. Have they won many World Series? No. Are they very, very competitive every year? Do they have a successful year? And, you know, success isn't just measured on winning the championship. And the same goes true in your financial life. It's are you accomplishing what you want to accomplish?
Yeah, in a lot of ways too, right, Doug? The assets that you have, your home, your money, money in the bank, 401k, that's the team you fielded. That's what you have. So now we have to set up the best team possible and try to get the most out of every player that you have, the players being your assets, right? I mean, so you could keep, you know, working the sports in and how to look at it. And hopefully the light bulb's going on. And like Doug just said, what we're talking about, investment policy and doing things the right way, the prudent way, doesn't mean it starts with, well, you know, if I have $3 million, I'm able to do this. It's for everybody. Everybody should be investing like an institution and doing the right thing and have an investment policy and taking prudent steps. That's what we're asking for.
No doubt about it. And Mike, you know, there's barriers that come up that create, you know, people that prevent people from being successful. And there's a great piece that we have in the office here that I'd like to send out to our friends. It's called The Six Barriers to Investment Success, and it says Uncovering Your Behavior Biases. And it really is a great piece. We've offered this out in the past with tremendous success for people. And we want to, you know, we want to send this out to you as well. If you would like to have the Wealth Management Group Financial Organization System that we spoke about earlier in the show, if you'd also like what we're talking about now and you'd like for us to send out to you the six barriers to investment success, we would love to. You just need to pick the phone up and give a call to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And Mike, this thing, just real quick to go through, and you can read about them, folks. The six barriers are availability bias, herding, which is huge, herding, right? It's going with the herd. Loss aversion, very, very big one. Present bias, what's happened most recently. Anchoring, holding on to things. And then home country bias, refusing to look outside of, you know, your own home country for opportunities. This is a great piece. We got to get this out to people.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, Doug, I think so far the show today, what we've spoken about, you know, organization and investing like an institution and the six barriers, it all leads back to one thing. It all leads back to building solid foundations in your financial home. And you know, folks, just sit for a moment. We want you to reflect and say, are you doing these things? Have you taken these steps to build the solid foundation? And the answer is either yes or no.
Right.
I mean, either you're really organized and you got your arms around it, and even what you're investing, you're doing the right things. What do I own? Why do I own it? How does it apply to me? What to expect from every asset that I own?
it's either yes or no. Either you're doing it or not. And if you're not, well, we'd like you to take a look at how we say maybe you should do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. And we'll send these out to you complimentary, you know, our gift to you. There's no cost. There's no obligation to get you going and make sure that you're heading in the right direction. So, Mike, we need to hop to another break. And, folks, we will be right back.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back, and you know, we hope that you are getting some good value out of our show here today, and we really do sincerely hope that you take advantage of the opportunity for us to send out the Wealth Management Group Financial Organization System, as well as the six barriers to investment success that we would like to get out to you. And Mike, I think it's important for us to take a couple of minutes as we wind up the show here and just remind people that we're here, we're available, we're working.
Yeah, we are here, Doug. You know, we're working. We've been working right all along, and you know, we're available for you. And I think I want everybody to know that. And you know, so feel free.
You know, there's been a handful of people, Mike, who have reached out to us, you know, over the last couple of weeks, and we've definitely onboarded some new clients, and we're in the process of doing implementation for them. And then, Mike, also recently, there's been a bunch of people who have called from one of the radio stations that we're on each weekend, where they had a financial advisor that's no longer in the business, and they need some help. So, you know, want to let you know if that applies to your circumstance as well, you can feel free to reach out to us, and want to talk to us about that. But for everybody out there, we're here. We're working. We're available. And, you know, while we may not be in the office the exact same hours we used to be in the office, we're available. We can call you from our homes. We can, you know, we get our messages and all that stuff. But we are in the office, you know, most of the time.
Yeah. I was going to say, Doug, predominantly nothing really, not much has really changed from our wealth management operations.
No, definitely, you know, no doubt about it. The only, you know, maybe the only thing is we go home a little bit earlier in the afternoon than, you know, we typically would have. But, you know, that's because we're very often having telephone meetings or video meetings with people, and it doesn't require us to get in the car and, you know, go someplace to do it. So we want you to understand that we're sincere when we tell you to take advantage of the opportunity. There's no cost or obligation to talk to us and, you know, walk through this kind of stuff with you and see, are you financially organized? How can you get financially organized? Do you have a strategy in place? Are you investing like an institution? Are you using a prudent approach to your circumstances? And if you're not, what can you do to do that? It's what we're here for. Do we hope that at some point you like us and you want to become a client of ours? Of course we do. But that's not the point. The point is you'll never hear us pitch that. We just want to help you is what we really want to do. And if we help you enough, maybe you'll like us and come on board.
Yeah. And you know, Doug, today's show, everything we talked about, we can help you with that. And if there's something else out there right now that's brewing or something you have concerns about, give us a call. We'd be glad to try to give you our input and help.
Well, Mike, you know, it's ironic you bring that up because we didn't take a section of the show this week to really talk about what have you been up to lately. But I do want to take a minute here and tell people what one thing that I did help somebody with this week, and that was their Social Security selection. There's somebody who's currently out of work. They're hoping it's temporary, but wanted to explore whether or not now would be the right time to turn on their Social Security benefits. That's a big one for a lot of people right now, and that's an area that we can help many people with.
Oh, yeah, and it really it varies for so many people, and so many different things for many people apply. So that's a big one, and yeah, we can help.
Yeah, and you know, so there's lots of other resources for you inside of Wealth Management Group here. We can discuss, you know, with you your insurance coverages if you want, you know, discussion with that. But anything that really has to do with your money, we can see if we can help guide you in the right direction to accomplish, you know, what it is that you want to accomplish. Now, understand something, we're also not miracle workers, right? You know, we don't, you know, if it's a disastrous situation, there's we're probably not the appropriate people for you in that circumstance, but I'm sure there is somebody out there who can.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, and if I got a minute here, so many times too, when we go through economic downturns and people decide, well, I may not be going back to work, or I may not want to go back to work.
Right.
I think I may retire, and they're not really sure if they can, or should I take my Social Security? Is now the time to jump in? We can help you with all those questions.
So, folks, the number to obtain any of the information that we wanted to send out to you, complimentary, no cost or obligation, or to have a complimentary consultation with us as well, no cost or obligation, call 855-262-3722. That number, again, is 855-262-3722. And let us help you and get you going in the right direction. Anything you want to add, Michael?
I'm good for this week.
All right. Again, reiterate, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And we will be back next week. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.